Welcome back to part two of our interview with Mario Testa, Vice President of Sales from the Robard Corporation, who designed BioCare, the first beverage designed specifically for GLP-1 users. It was designed to, if you listen to part one of our show, and by the way, if you haven't, go back and listen to it. It was great. It really addresses three specific side effects and how this protein shake was designed specifically for those of you on the weight loss injections that are having side effects, primarily nausea, constipation, and the third one, not so much a side effect that affects our physicality daily, but more our long-term muscle mass deterioration, as we've talked a lot about on the show. This product was designed to address all three of those things. Mario, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Luke.
Tell me a story, if you would, about maybe one customer or one of the influencers that you sent this out to and said, "Hey, if you like it, let us know. We'd love to talk to you about maybe promoting it for us," that just kind of stood out to you, that gave you that aha moment that you always look for when you design a new product that says, "Hey, this is going to work. It's working. It's proving itself." Can you share with us a personal story?
Yeah, I mean there's probably quite a few to choose from, Dr. Luke, but I'll sort of go back to the beginning. So historically, Robard and we've been in business now for nearly 50 years, we have never sold product directly to the consumer before. And so when we developed BioCare, the core intention was to market BioCare directly to the consumer. Again, a vertical that we've never approached. But we wanted to offer this directly to the consumer because we really wanted to get a good sense about how it was being received in the open marketplace, if you will, considering the number of patients that are taking GLP-1 medications. And so, to our surprise, if you will, our pleasant surprise, the product was received almost immediately incredibly well. And when we started being contacted by various influencers or just patients to say, wow, this product has helped me immediately. I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling nauseous. I mix up and drink down BioCare, and boom, just like that, I'm feeling wonderful. And we started hearing similar stories over and over and over again. And so our visibility and our exposure is expanding, slowly expanding, but it is expanding. But certainly from an influencer standpoint, we're starting to see a tremendous amount of visibility and influencers now contacting us to say, hey, how can I get involved with BioCare?
Yeah, in fact, one of our early guests on the show was an influencer from New Jersey named Ashley Raibick. I'm happy to, you can go back and look. It's spelled Raibick. She works with the clinic there in New Jersey and had a great personal story about being an early adopter who went on, did great, went off, and real quickly said, "Wow, I got to get back on." But it was one of our most downloaded shows. And I know you guys are in New Jersey there, but you can find these products at biocarenutrition.com. That's BioCare nutrition.com. I shared on the part one of this interview that I started taking the shakes a few weeks ago. And what I found is I transitioned off the injections for the second time. For those of you who don't know my journey about getting on for 6 months, losing 35 pounds, getting off, and just getting back on for 1 month, you're gonna have to listen to part one because I'm not gonna tell the whole story again. But what I found is when I'm on the injections, having the shake in the morning helps me with nausea. When I'm transitioning off, because my diet and my meal plan's not as consistent, there's a few more carbs in there, that it's helping me more avoid constipation issues, which have come up as I've transitioned off. So, and of course, that third factor that I was really excited to see in there, because there's just not a whole lot of research, but the early research is a little concerning about burning a little more muscle mass than traditional diets when you're on the injection. So this product was designed for all three. Hey, I saw one of the things when I signed up and got some BioCare. They started emailing me every 2 or 3 days to give me suggestions on how to use it, different recipes. And the one that caught my eye was chocolate ice cream. I don't want to put you on the spot. I do have the recipe here in front of me somehow, but can you talk about the chocolate ice cream recipe that was sent to me and recommended?
Yeah, who doesn't like ice cream, right? And to know that you can eat a healthier ice cream is even better. But our marketing team does an absolute fabulous job, Dr. Luke, at continuously branding and promoting BioCare and in many different ways and forms. And one of those is to really reach out to the community that is using BioCare and on GLP-1 medications, and asking them if they can tell us how they've been using BioCare. And so we continuously get these recommendations for these wonderful recipes. And one of those was for this chocolate ice cream. And I remember Caroline, who's our VP of marketing, had come in and she brought me some of this ice cream that we had made up in the lab. And I could not believe how deliciously good it was. Yeah. I mean, it could absolutely be a staple dessert every evening.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's not even really a cheat meal. It's just a protein shake formed in a different side. So let me pay the bills real quick. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. So folks, 53% of people on the injections experience nausea. I'm one of them. 35% experience diarrhea. I struggle with constipation issues on and off. So 74% of overall users experience some sort of side effect. So what I've seen now that we're, you know, we've eclipsed 40,000 downloads 6 months into this show, which when I launched this show back in late December, just right before, you know, New Year's resolutions, everybody's gaining weight from the holidays, all that, you know, early January, everybody's going back to the gym. I launched it specifically to kind of coincide with that so we could learn together how to do these injections safely and smartly and hear different tips. In fact, my wife's episode, she's lost more than 50 pounds. She's tried every diet through the year. She already looked amazing to me, but man, she's happy now. Back to the weight that she's always wanted to be at. Her episode is our third most downloaded episode. The number one one is just kind of our four steps to start your journey. The number two episode is Zepbound, because everybody's reading and hearing that Zepbound is supposed to be the number one selling drug of all time by the time it's done. But the number three episode I keep telling my wife is because she had all these great tips about not weighing yourself every day because it gets in your head, wearing the same outfit every day to weigh in, weighing in at the same time, not having your coffee until you weigh in, not eating. But see, she's done so many of these fad diets through the years that when we set out on our journey, it was to change our eating habits for the long term. As I enter my 50s and she's approaching her late 40s, we just are tired of doing these diets, getting up and down. And so we found a solution. And as you find the solution, these injections, which the research to date has shown they are a long-term solution, should you choose that, it's important that we have products. And we've had a couple other through the six-month journey, but this is the first one that I frankly took and went, yes, this is one that's helping me. And it's really fit into the culture. And so tell us where... if you go to biocarenutrition.com, are there any other products on the Robards site that might be of benefit to those of us on the injections?
Yeah, so biocarenutrition.com, and thank you for mentioning that, Dr. Luke. You know, you'll find the two current flavors of BioCare, which is our mixed fruit and our chocolate. We'll soon have a couple of new flavors that we'll be launching here in the coming months. But also, in addition to that, you'll see a lot of great tools and resources that you can reference that are also on biocarenutrition.com. There's educational content. There's collateral material. You'll get to read a bunch of incredible reviews from some of our customers that have been purchasing and taking BioCare. And then if you want to look at some other products, you can transition over to robard.com. And you can find close to 190 other incredible products that can be used for weight loss, weight management, maintenance, snacks, bars, shakes, smoothies, soups, et cetera. So lots of things to offer and certainly more to come. And Dr. Luke, I'd also like to share congratulations to both you and your wife, just relative to your journey and the success that you've had, and the fact that these really are amazing drugs, which should be considered as tools, right? Yeah. For patients that so desperately need these, that are not only helping transform them relative to their body shape, but it's also helping to transform them from the inside out. and some of the other benefits that have been discussed as a result of these drugs, whether it's cardiovascular, neuro, whatever else it may be, is truly a miracle in terms of how this is going to progress. And to consider within the next 5 to 6 years, they estimate approximately 10% of our population could potentially be on these medications is truly an amazing opportunity, not only for us as consumers, but also for companies such as ours and a company such as yours that can help not only build awareness, but to help create additional products like a BioCare beverage that helps support these people across their journey. And so, yeah, we're really happy about that.
I appreciate you saying that. I suspect that the number of people on these is about 30% higher than the stats show, because I, for one, know several people who don't want people to know they're on it. I think that's just old habits die hard, people wanting to just, you know, show that they can lose weight on their own. I have no problem telling people I needed help, man. I needed some help. And when you talk about the long term, you know, there's really three paradigms here that we're still learning about. Injection, get on the injections, lose your weight and get off. That's the first category. The second is stay on them forever, which one of our early dietitians from the Cleveland Clinic said she was telling her patients just to stay on it. There's no evidence to show that you shouldn't. But I'm really the third case study, which is my gut tells me I've dropped my weight. I'm going to keep most of it off most of the year. But in the summer months, when I'm out on the boat and traveling, I'm going to gain some back. It's a staple for me the last 15 years. I gained 15 to 20 pounds in June, July. And by mid-August, my wife and I are like, man, we got to go on a diet. So the question is, you know, what's your strategy? And nobody's saying one's right, the other's wrong. Everybody's saying, pay attention to your strategy and your plan. So is yo-yoing on and off good or not good? I don't know. I've noticed I'm hungry when I'm not on it. But I also have said, should I wait till August and get on the injection, or should I get on it in June and July so I'm just not as hungry when I'm at the lake? Things like that. So these are the conversations we're having and we're learning together. Okay, so you know, I made a comment once that these drugs, they've only been being tested about as long as the COVID medications. But the fact, and the point was, we don't know the long-term effects. Nobody does. Nobody can claim they do, because it's been less than 10 years for the COVID medications, but for that's not actually true with GLP-1s. There's about 15 years plus a body of evidence. They weren't specifically focused on weight loss, but they have some research that dates back more than 15 years. Folks, BioCare, the protein shake designed specifically to deal with side effects of your injections, promotes digestive and gut health, reduces occurrences of gastrointestinal side effects, and enhances nutrient absorption to improve vitamin and mineral status. But there's another program that they have that I wanted to make sure we talked about. It's called the BioCare Behavior Transition Program. And can you tell us a little bit about that program, Mario?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Luke. And so, you know, you just mentioned something that is a good segue into that program. So, you know, sort of what's the formula for this? Do I get on it? Do I stay off of it? And if I'm off of it, how do I sustain my weight loss? Well, that's part of the behavioral education, because in our humble opinion, Dr. Luke, and through our 50 years experience in weight management, one of the most important components of maintaining weight loss is behavioral education. People need to reprogram themselves, if you will, to better understand how to eat, what to eat, when to eat, what are the triggers that may potentially make them gain weight, among other factors. And so, you know, as part of BioCare Nutrition, we have a behavioral educational component. It sort of walks people through different subject matters relative to mindful eating, food noise, you know, how to read food labels, et cetera, good carbs, bad carbs, things of that nature. And so we're trying to provide some additional education and support that may help reprogram the behavioral aspects of patients that are on GLP-1 medications, that once they do, if they do decide to come off and transition, they're armed with a little bit more information to help them maintain that weight loss.
Yeah, I dig it. I did a little research on it. So there's seven critical lifestyle topics and 17 worksheets to help you put your healthy behaviors in practice when you're on your journey, even when you're transitioning away from the weight loss meds. It's these healthy habits. And from day one, from show one, I've talked about I'm doing this for long term, reprogram my brain, get away from skipping breakfast, and have a healthy small breakfast. I think you guys have heard Greek yogurt, handful of blueberries, small handful of granola. That's my 300 or less go-to breakfast. And I actually am so programmed to do that intermittent fasting till noon that I have to remind myself to have breakfast. And the good news is it's a treat for me. And so what I've been doing is that's my go-to breakfast, a BioCare shake mid-morning. And a very when I have the BioCare shake mid-morning, my lunch is even lighter. It's usually like a taco salad with no beans, no shells or anything, just salad, meat, a little salsa. But I found that that's getting even smaller when I go to the BioCare shake. So, and guys, I was doing protein shakes, GNC and all that stuff, but when I tried this one, I felt a difference. It really addressed those two side effects that I was dealing with. And because they also put some time into thinking about how to address that muscle mass issue that we've talked about so much, I don't have enough good things to say about it. My guest has been Mario Testa, Vice President of Sales from the Robart Corporation, who designed BioCare. You can find their shakes at biocarenutrition.com. There's two flavors, chocolate, mixed fruit. There's a few more going to hit the market soon. Mario, thanks so much for joining the show.
My pleasure, Dr. Lou. Thanks for having me.